Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Would you pray with me? O Holy Spirit, who dwells within us, open our hearts to receive the word that you have for us today, and then give us the strength and the power to respond to that word in our life. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy. Amen. Well, these last 10 weeks have certainly been something that none of us have experienced before. Many of us have never gone this long without being in worship or going to a restaurant or coming and going as we please. Many of us have never worn a mask in public, and we have not been stuck at home for this long. Being at home and has given us this time to ask questions, to ponder things that maybe we haven't taken time to ponder before. We've had time to think about the things that we have taken for granted, like going to a restaurant or getting a haircut. Many of us have taken for granted the ability to go to worship and to Sunday school. Not once in my life have I ever thought that there would be a time when the churches were closed and we couldn't attend worship. Not being in worship these past few weeks have raised bigger questions for me. What compels a person to be a Christian? What compels a person to be involved in a faith community? In our scripture reading today, we find that Peter and Andrew, James and John have walked off their boats to follow this itinerant rabbi. What was it? What was it about Jesus that compelled them to walk away from their jobs, to follow him, and to become a part of this community of disciples with Jesus as their teacher? Well, the word compel has a rather forceful definition. It means to drive, especially to a course of action, to have a powerful and irresistible influence. So what was this powerful and irresistible influence that caused these men to leave their boats and follow Jesus? Well, the answer is, we don't really know. The Bible doesn't tell us what compelled them. Maybe they had heard Jesus teaching in their synagogue. Maybe they had seen Jesus do healings in Capernaum. Maybe it was the charisma of Jesus. Maybe it was the Holy Spirit directing them. Maybe it was a combination of all of those things. We just don't know. So what compels anyone to be a Christian and to be a part of a faith community? Well, the answer to that is not simple, nor is it singular. There are multitudes and multitudes of reasons. What compels you? If you're a Christian, what compels you to be a Christian? If you're a part of a faith community, what compels you to be a part of that faith community? You may actually answer that question differently today than you would have in February. Back in February, we may have been taking our faith and the ability to attend worship for granted. Maybe we didn't think much about what it meant to be a part of a faith community. But after experiencing these past few weeks, what compels us today may be different than what compelled us just a few weeks ago. As we ponder the answer to what compels us, hopefully our answer moves beyond religious cliches and platitudes. Because what compels one person may be different from what compels another. What originally compelled a person to become a Christian may completely be different than what it is today that drives them to be a Christian. I grew up in a tradition where Every Sunday, the preaching style was hellfire and brimstone. I was fed a regular diet every week in the sermon of what an awful sinner I was, and that unless I repented, I was going to hell. So for me, that my original compulsion to become a Christian was simply to avoid hell. No other reason. No love involved. No dream of serving. I just didn't want to go to hell. But now, 50 plus years later, hell's not something I dwell on very much. And for that matter, neither is heaven. It's not that I don't believe, but my focus today is in the present moment. My energy is spent being faithful in the present. Because if I get too focused on the future, then I miss encountering God today, in this moment. So what compels me? What compels me to be a Christian today? It is much different than when I first committed my life to Christ, and thank God for that. Today, I'm driven to be a Christian because of my belief in a God who has power, power to create all of the universes, known and unknown. A God who is first and foremost a God of love, a God who loves unconditionally, a love that is not reserved for a select few, but whose love is extended to everyone. I am compelled by a God who loves and cares for all of creation and not just us humans. I'm a Christian because even though God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, He still knows when a sparrow falls. And God knows me, and God's Holy Spirit dwells within me. And you know, when I was younger, I thought I had God all figured out. Most everything was black and white. But I'm a Christian today because I believe that God is bigger than I had ever imagined God to be. And today, there's much more gray than there is black and white. And it is the gray that draws me to God, searching to understand and to connect with God. For it is my deep desire to know God that keeps me coming back, that keeps me seeking God. For if I have a God that I can figure out, then it is a God that's way too small. I'm a Christian because God can't be contained by boundaries or categories or limitations in which we might place God. Because if God can be contained in any way, that God is not big enough to be the God of all creation. God for me is big enough to be both Father and Mother, big enough to love us when we even reject Him. What drives you? What drives you to be a Christian? Well, what compels a person to be a Christian often depends on a person's age or stage or circumstance of life. The answer may change depending on one's life situation. The person who is 100 years old, they might start thinking about their death, which would influence what compels them. On the other hand, someone who is 20 years old and thinks they will never die is compelled by a completely different reason. What compels a person who has been a Christian for 50 years is different than someone who is contemplating becoming a Christian. The driving reason for someone who has lived a life of poverty and oppression is different from someone who has lived a life of plenty and of ease. A Christian who has endured much pain and suffering will be driven to be a Christian for different reasons than someone who has not experienced much pain and suffering in their life. I actually asked a few people what compelled them to be a Christian, and I got as many different people, or as many different answers as the people I asked. But there was one thing they all had in common. When I asked them that question, they all paused, indicating to me that they had never really thought about that question. But these are the answers I got. Being a Christian gives my life purpose and meaning. Being a Christian gives me a worldview for living my life. It gives me a set of ethics and guidelines for living in this world. This one was quite complicated, but I got this answer. The narrative of creation, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus and redemption makes sense to me in living my life and facing the challenges and mysteries of this world. And then one final one, being a Christian gives me the strength and the hope that I need for living my life. There are a multitude of reasons that compels a person to be a Christian. Having been out of worship for this long, maybe a more important question to ponder is, what compels us to be a part of a community of faith? The longer we're out of in-person worship, I'm worried that people will decide that they don't need to attend worship, but that they're comfortable just worshiping online. But there's a difference. There's a difference between watching worship online and participating in worship with others. There is something about a gathered group of people who have come together for one purpose, and that is to worship. There is an energy, there is a connection, there is the Spirit of God working through each other to reveal the presence to God, a presence of God to each one in the gathering. Worship is certainly not only a connection point for being in a community of faith, but during this time that the church building has been closed, we've also been able to help people connect in other ways. We've offered Sunday school classes on Zoom and conference call. We've had studies and prayer services and fellowship time on Zoom so that people can have that face-to-face connection to know that they are a part of a faith community. But what drives you? What drives you to be a part of a faith community? Well, again, there's a multitude of reasons that compels us. And some of those reasons are as follows. Being in a faith community, people build relationships with one another so that they have people to do life together. It gives people a place to belong so that they are not alone. It's in a faith community that people find support and encouragement. From my own personal experience, it was the support of the community that helped our family through a miscarriage over 20 years ago. They helped us through Tammy's breast cancer and through the death of several loved ones over the years. The faith community couldn't reverse any of those situations, but we drew strength from being a part of that community and feeling their love and their support. Being in a faith community gives us an opportunity to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. We can accomplish things together as a community that we could never accomplish alone. It's not likely that by ourselves we would pay for and build a habitat house, but together as a community, we can. One of the greatest opportunities of a community of faith that offers us is that it can offer us a safe place. Now, unfortunately, this is not true of every faith community. But my goal as a pastor has always been for the churches that I serve to be a safe place. And what I mean by a safe place is that people are safe to search. They're safe to ask questions, ask hard questions. They're safe to express their doubts as they search for answers and for God. A safe place is where a person has space and has as much time as they need for their search. a place where people are not judged or expected to be something that they're not. I believe any faith community can gain a reputation of being a safe place will always have people compelled to be a part of that community. Now, you might say that all of those things I can get from being a part of a sports team or a bunco group or the group at the bar. Well, that might be true in some instances. However, a faith community offers you something else. Mainly, it offers you a connection to God that might be difficult to find in some places. It's a community built on 2,000 years of a foundation. It offers meaning and purpose that goes deeper than winning the next game. It's a community that's not perfect, because of course we are all human, but it is a community centered on love, focused on God, a community that helps to draw people to one another so that they can do life with one another. So what compels you? What compels you to be a Christian or to be a part of a faith community? Well, I said earlier, it's not simple nor singular. I think that's why we're left wondering why Peter, Andrew, James, and John left their boat, and we weren't told why. Because I think if we were told why, everyone would look to that one reason. And there isn't just one reason that compels a person to be a Christian or to be a part of a faith community. But what about you? What compels you today? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.